WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the 1940s, J.J. Johnson was the first trombonist to meet the technical demands of bebop, and because of that, he became the primary influence on his instrument for decades to come. In 1970, Johnson retired from jazz to work in Hollywood studios, where he wrote music for a few movies and for TV shows like Harry D., The $6 Million Man, and Mayberry RFD. In 1988, Johnson returned to playing jazz. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Johnson's latest album is low-key, but it's a winner.
Jazz fans usually think of the original beboppers as speed demons, who prided themselves on playing very complex music very fast. But those musicians also had an abiding love of slow ballads. If the quick tunes tested their technical resources, the slow ones revealed their soul. So it shouldn't be much of a surprise that J.J. Johnson's new album is devoted to ballads, with a couple of blues thrown in for variety. But even the trombonist fans may be surprised by how emotionally affecting the music is. J.J. Johnson's new album for the Concord Jazz label is called Vivian, after his late wife, who died a couple of years ago. The titles of some of the standards he plays hint at how deeply he feels that loss. There Will Never Be Another You, But Not For Me, Cole Porter's I Love You. Earlier in life, there could be something jocular or showy about Johnson's ballads, as if he were a little giddy with his own technique. He's purged those tendencies from his playing here. It's not that he's never playful or never reminds you of his amazing chops, but that he sounds more fundamentally serious. This is from Irving Berlin's How Deep Is the Ocean. Most great jazz musicians periodically confront the issue of tone quality. Even players who've attained a gorgeous sound may not stay satisfied with it, but let it evolve in another direction. It's one thing musicians do to stay interested in their own playing. Johnson has always had an attractive and substantial trombone sound, but it's taken on more of a dark, rich timbre as he's grown older, the way a patina builds up on a piece of copper as it ages. Thank you. rhythm players here are guitarist Ted Dunbar and a trio who often work together, pianist Rob Schneiderman, bassist Rufus Reed, and drummer Akira Tana. But J.J. Johnson dominates this record as a soloist, which is as it should be. I confess my interest drops off whenever the spotlight falls on anyone else. Given how much of a fuss that fans, writers, and musicians made about J.J. Johnson's return to active duty in 1988, it's puzzling that Vivian is only the third record he's made since then. To these ears, it's the best of the bunch.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator in New York. He reviewed J.J. Johnson's new album, Vivian.